Here's a look at your midday markets on Thursday, January 8th. Starting with a cattle auction at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center, they sold 2,215 head yesterday, compared to the most recent feeder sale last Friday, which was a value-added yearling special. Steers of similar quality over 450 pounds sold with a mostly steady undertone, with an exception of the 550 to 650-pound steers that sold from 5 to 10 higher. The heifers sold steady to $10 lower. Even with the recent yearling special sale last week, there were still quite a few high-quality weaned calves and yearlings in town, as well as many high-quality unweaned calves. The demand was very good on another heavier-than-expected run for the first few sales of the new year. Feeder steers, medium and large 1, 3 to 4 weights, 530 to 570, 4 to 5 weights, 495 to 540, 5 to 6 weights, 438 to 502, 6 to 7 weights, 394 to 440, 7 to 8 weights, 359 to 387. Feeder heifers, medium and large 1, 3 to 4 weights, 480 to 485, 4 to 5 weights, 440 to 462.50, 5 to 6 weights, 387.50 to 436, 6 to 7 weights, 336 to 380, 7 to 8 weights, 322.50 to 340. Looking at your prior day hog markets, starting with the Barrows and Gilts, 933 head, base carcass price was $72.61, change was down $3.75. For sows, there was a head count of 6,850 head, and the live price was $30 to $73 even. Looking at the midday futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn in March 447 and 3 quarters up 1, May 455 and a half up 1.5, July 461 and a half up 1 and 3 quarters. Soybeans in January 1050 down 2 and 3 quarters, March 1064 and 3 quarters down 2 and a quarter, May 1076 and a quarter down 2.5. Wheat in March 522 up 4, May 532 and a quarter up 4 and a quarter, July 543 and a quarter up 4. Your livestock midday futures from the CME, live cattle in February 234.40 down 12 cents, April 235.17 unchanged, June 230 down 2 cents. Feeder cattle in January 360.80 up 120, March 356 up 50 cents, April 354.92 up 25 cents. Lean hogs in February 86.17 up 137, April 91.97 up 170, May 95.95 up 135. That concludes your midday market report on Thursday, January 8th, with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. This is Amanda Weberg.